The domestic defence sector and many other industries are grappling with the threat of looming skill shortages. In New South Wales, the government's even encouraging industry groups to help design courses in the hope that they might lure students into much-needed fields. Georgia Hitch reports.
With more than 100,000 employees and hundreds of millions of dollars in global contracts, Lockheed Martin is one of the biggest defence companies in the world. But it's struggling to find the right workers in Australia.
That skill force is there, but not in a lot of depth.
Joe North is the chief executive of Lockheed Martin Australia. From boilermakers to engineers, he says there are skills shortages in almost every part of the defence industry. It puts companies like Lockheed Martin in a race for qualified staff.
It's just more competitive. So I've watched the Googles of the world go in and hire the entire software class at the university in their second year of uni. So that makes it a little more difficult to go find those resources locally.
To change that, Lockheed Martin has been teaming up with regional TAFE colleges to collaborate on courses that might give the company the skilled workforce it needs. That even includes designing the curriculum and providing students with on-the-job experience.
So we're working with TAFE, the Hunter region, and we're working with Uni Newcastle as an example for the F-35 in those two areas you picked up, cyber and ICT. And we're looking at how we get the schools to be able to bring those capabilities and skills to classrooms.
It's a model the New South Wales Skills Minister, Jeff Lee, would like to see other companies follow.
I certainly think that we need to focus, and TAFE or the other skills providers or the other RTOs need to focus on training for jobs, not for training for training's sake. I think the integral link between and collaboration between industry is essential. Industry need to play their part in terms of the design, the delivery and the assessment so that we make sure we're 100% aligned with industry requirements.
But to entice students to even consider traineeships or apprenticeships, attitudes need to change.
We need a cultural shift to say that a vet career can be an equal alternate pathway to a great job and rewarding career.
And with New South Wales keen to grab a piece of the federal government's $90 billion naval shipbuilding plan, the minister is acutely aware of the need to tackle the skills gap.
We've just got to make sure that we move quickly to take every opportunity to make sure that we seize those opportunities. We need to get the demand from the students to choose vet as a viable career.
Lockheed Martin's Joe North hopes the lure of a possible job and word of mouth will provide the incentive needed.
Where we're recruiting the students to come in after their second year of school, they spend time with us and work for 6 months, then they go back and finish their curriculum. We pay them while they're there, and then we've been able to start getting that interest up and capture, and then they go back to talk to friends, and the next thing you know, it starts spreading again.
That's Lockheed Martin Australia's Chief Executive Joe North, ending Georgia Hitch's report.